some history on the line here. We have a new hockey coach, Dante Abercrombie, at Tennessee State University, and the assistant AD for communications and hockey, Nick Guerrero. Fellas, how we doing this morning?
No, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
No problem.
Hello, how are you, buddy?
Man, life is good, guys. So on April 18th, Coach, you were hired on as the hockey coach to lead a program that you're literally helped building from the ground up. What about Tennessee State University stuck out to you? I'll let you marinate on that question in just a second. And Nick, I remember the last time you were on air, you said the first goal was to hire a coach. Well, you obviously have done that. What's the next step?
Real quick on the you told me you wanted me to marinate on it, but as soon as you asked the question, I knew exactly what I wanted to say. Like, if there's going to be an institution that's going to be as bold as Tennessee State was in saying that they wanted to be the first to have hockey at an HBCU, I said, absolutely. These are people that I need to be involved with. This is a school that represents exactly what it is that I represent, and that's being willing to take the steps that other people aren't, being willing to be a trailblazer, being willing to step out and show that you're willing to do something different and something that's right. This is something that should have happened a long time ago, and we don't need to go into the history of why it hasn't happened. We're at the spot now where it has. So thank you to everybody at Tennessee State for making this opportunity happen.
Now, Nick, back to your point. You hired a coach, and now that's step one out the way. What's step two?
Step two is getting coach in town and getting him acclimated to Nashville. He's currently on the road doing recruiting already, so you know he's definitely grabbed the ball and run with it, and we're happy about that. And I think the next step is for us to, you know, make our announcement where we're going to be and where we're going to play and all that. And coach is doing a great job kind of getting that behind the scenes. And you know, I think when we made this hire, we wanted somebody who was going to be a go-getter and someone who understood the sport, but also someone who had an HBCU background. And Coach Dante obviously graduated and went to Hampton. So I think, you know, having somebody come in who understands our culture. Will, you went to TSU, you know what it's like, you know, to be in North Nashville, and to have somebody come in who already understands the students, the band, the ambiance is going to be really important for us.
Coach, I'm reading a quote, I'm about to read a quote on the website with your article. It says, Dante will prove to be one of the best hires in college history. He brings a wealth of experience that is well-rooted in high degree of character, compassion, and integrity. He will prove to be an incredible role model for all members of the Tennessee State community, end quote. When you hear that, what goes through your mind? Like, do you stated that you accepted a challenge at a school that was bold enough to do something that has never been done. Hearing all the positive comments, does that put a level of positive pressure on you?
I think we're all born to have an impact on this world, and this just happens to be the area or the arena in which I'm supposed to have an impact. And that's been my entire life. I've been raised to in that way. My family is really big on support of ourselves, support of our friends, and support of our communities. And that's my goal here with Tennessee State hockey. It's not even really just about Tennessee State hockey. It's not just about HBCU hockey. This is about hockey as a whole. This is about making the game better, more accessible, and just more fun for everybody that's involved. Because I'm actually in an ice rink right now, and I'm one of maybe three people of color that are here. That's all types of people of color, and that's changing. It's going in the right direction. I don't want people to feel as though you are by yourself and that you're isolated. So that's my goal here. I take that challenge, but as people have always said, pressure is a privilege. That means you've done something right along the way to earn that type of pressure, and I feel like I've done some things pretty well in the past of trying to support local community initiatives and just move the needle in the right direction. So yes, I feel obviously I want to live up to those words, but I think those words are spoken because of stuff that I've already done in the past and that Tennessee State has already proven in the past as well.
Yeah, I look at a statistic. This is as of last year, there are 34 black players active in the National Hockey League. That's only 7% of the league. When you hear numbers so that are low like that, and what goes through your mind? Like, what about hockey? You know, like I have people talk to me, you know, about soccer, about baseball, sports that have specifically the African Americans going that way. But speaking on hockey, what about hockey do you feel like can appeal to the Black African American community? We already know it plays a large role in the Canadian community with African Americans. But what are some good things that you feel like hockey can bring to a young Black American man that they may not think it can bring?
Well, it starts with education first. The game historically is documented as having started with Black people. In Canada, there's books that have been written about it. There's been documentaries that have been done on it. So one, understanding the history of hockey, I think, allows people to say, you know what, I do have a place in this game. I do. This is something that I can do and something that I can also be a part of. And then it's the mentality surrounding the game. I dealt with it in Washington, D.C. growing up. I dealt with it actually from my own community, more so than from anybody else. It was, hey, Dante, why do you have on that equipment? Why are you, you know, playing hockey? Like, why don't you play football kind of like everybody else? Those aren't football pads. Like, what is that? So I had to deal with that every single day going to the rink. And that was a major struggle for me growing up. So I think we have to get past that stereotype that Black people don't play ice hockey, because it is extremely enjoyable. It's an amazing team sport. I've played a ton of other sports. I really can't point to one that allows you to really be as galvanized as a team through the course of the year and built, as people always say, like a band of brothers or sisters along the way that lasts for a lifetime. And that's something that I really want people to see. But you're seeing growth. Like there's the Willie O'Ree Academy with Pittsburgh Penguins. I helped start the Rising Stars Academy with the Washington Capitals. There's Anthony Stewart and Shante Eastman. They have Hockey Equality in Toronto. There's many programs that are popping up that are not just grassroots programs, but elite training programs, because we can get players into hockey, but it's keeping them in the game, keeping them being developed. Because if they don't see themselves at that middle level, that elite youth junior level, then they're going to not want to play. It's good to see somebody on TV. See PK, obviously, he played in Nashville. See him on TV. But that's pretty tough for a child to be able to dream that they can get to that level without seeing that middle step. So that's why Tennessee State University hockey is so crucially important, because it continues to link to the top.
When you look at Tennessee State, I'm going to now play the interested player role. I look at this program. I'm, you know, an African-American. You know, I'm coming from another school. I now see this upstart program here at TSU. I know it's going to take time for them to get what they need moving up. What would be your pitch? How are you going to get me to come to your school?
How am I getting you to come to Tennessee State?
Yes, as if you, I'm somebody that is interested in your hockey program. What's your recruiting pitch?
Yeah, there really isn't a recruiting pitch. It's Tennessee State University. Who doesn't want to come to Tennessee State University, especially in the hockey world? Everybody that I've spoken to thus far is, I can't wait to come and experience HBCU culture. Like, if you look at the way the world has gone, this group of athletes that's coming up now are extremely inclusive. They're extremely interested in other cultures. So for the opportunity for someone from Canada, from Europe, from Midwest to come to Nashville and study and learn and grow on an HBCU campus is something that they can take with them for the rest of their life. This is the way that you help eradicate racism. This is the way that you help clean up boardrooms and allow people to be able to speak openly, because you have to experience other people's lives and the way they live to truly have empathy and understand where it is that they're coming from. And that's what this opportunity does. And it's not just the athletes that come and play at Tennessee State. The Denvers, the Notre Dames, the Bostons, all of these programs that come to us and play will experience the band blowing the entire game. They will experience the Divine Nine. They will experience our student body. It just helps to grow the game. And I truly do believe that this can change millions of people's lives over the course of generations just by Tennessee State having a hockey team. So if you want to be a part of history, if you want to have that type of impact, then come to Tennessee State University.
Oh, man, Coach, you got me. Where do I need to sign? Hey, you know what? I hate to wrap this conversation up. We'll have to continue this one on an earlier segment. But, Coach, it was fun meeting you over the airwaves. Nick's always good to talk to you. Good luck to you guys. Many blessings to the Upstart hockey program at Tennessee State University.
Thanks so much. Blessings to you as well.
Thank you.